Every Tuesday is busy.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems, would it be safe to say that you're getting more and more comfortable with this quick hurry up the 2-minute offense? It seems like Sam's really gotten comfortable with that.
I think he's comfortable with it because there's a couple of reasons. One, the defense is in a pretty generic look because of the tempo and the situation. You know, if we were just a no-huddle team, every team would have a plan for that. So, you know, he's done an excellent job in a 2-minute situation. He really, I think every quarterback loves the 2-minute because it's all pass and you get some generic defensive looks.
The offense, this game has the potential to be a shootout. How much does it favor to have those kind of situation practice for a game like this?
I'm not sure how we're
going to do it. Well, I mean, Missouri, you guys both put up a lot of points. Mm-hmm. This could be a shootout. Mm-hmm. I mean, how comfortable are you going to a game that could end up being a shootout like that?
We'll do whatever it takes to win. I mean, we just look at, you know, what's it going to take to have one more point, you know, like that. So whatever it takes, you know, we'll do it. You know, we build our plans to be able to do that.
Not the sensitive subject. Are you planning on having Mo?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, we're helping Mo through the situation. Obviously, he's had some tough things happen to him, and, you know, we're there for him. And you know, Mo wants to obviously, you know, be with us. And, you know, he's got some things he's, you know, he's getting through, and we're helping him through is the best way to put it.
So he won't be going back to California at all?
You know, Sean, I don't even want to go there because of, you know, you can respect that. It's really personal. And if you don't mind, I'd rather not do that. Yeah. Anybody else?
Callahan talked about on Saturday the running game didn't quite get in a quote rhythm. What did he mean by that, and where do you think the running game is at right now?
Well, it didn't get in rhythm because, again, it's a style of game. You get in one of those games where, you know, we're not on the field real long, you know. You know, we're having to play hurry-up ball. You know, our running game, you know, you just don't get this, you know, we don't get in the rhythm of it. You know, you're not going out to call a normal game. The game situation has changed a little bit. So that's what he means by not getting in a rhythm. We just weren't able to call that type of game. We had to, you know, call a different game. So the last two games have been like that.
Can Zach Lee play a good Chase Dano for you guys in
practice?
He's
doing great.
I mean, he fit that role.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of looks like it.
Yeah.
Same size. And,
oh, they're giving him a hard time.
Are they really?
Yeah, he's doing good, though. I mean, he's an excellent athlete. He's got a quick trigger and a heck of a faster. So they're very, very similar. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he's a little taller, but he's mobility-wise.
Yeah, the same kind of athletic guy. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Did he work it pretty good today in there?
You know what? Those would be better for Kaz, because I'm not down there. Yeah. Yeah. I you know, he's all happy. Hey, I got to run the option today. So.
How is he coming along? I mean,
he's doing great. He's going to be a heck of a player. He's really he's healthy off of his knee now. And, you know, he's starting to get the things that we're doing. And he's really getting comfortable. He's doing good. He's doing very good.
Would it be fair to say that Zach has a strong start on the team?
Everybody, if I said that to all of the four other guys that want to fight me, he's got a strong arm, let me put it like that. Probably one of the strongest arms. Yeah. Yeah, he would be in that strongest category. Yeah. Couldn't cause him to fight me.